Next, politics. Cabinet meets today. On the agenda is a government decision to cut welfare payments to new arrivals from Ukraine and a memo from Health Minister Stephen Donnelly on the reduction in the number of patients waiting for medical care. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now on the line. Micheál, let's start briefly with that memo by the Health Minister. What exactly is in it?
Well, the Health Minister, Keane, is going to update colleagues this morning on the progress that he sees has been made around reaching those targets that no one would have to wait longer than 10 to 12 weeks for medical care. That's the Slán to Care target. And last year, compared to the previous year, there was some progress made there, a reduction of 11%. That's 57,000 less people waiting longer than the agreed times. And also, in that year, that there were about 1.7 million taken off waiting lists entirely. That was also ahead of target. I suppose others in the opposition will point to other things, though, and other sets of figures, particularly those waiting on trolleys through the month of December alone. According to INMO figures, they stood at more than 8,000. And in Limerick University Hospital, which was discussed at some length on the Upfront programme with Katie Hannan last night, there were 2,000 people waiting on trolleys in November. So opposition already saying that today's memo and update going to Cabinet, being described by SPEN, by the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Conlan.
Micheál, immigration looks set to take centre stage at the meeting today. First, there's the legislation to reduce welfare payments for the new arrivals from Ukraine. This is on the card since before Christmas, but what exactly happens today?
Yeah, there's no doubt that that migration issue is key now for government facing into an election year of local and European elections, and of course even the possibility of a general election. And what's going to happen today around this particular proposal is that the agreement was reached in December. That would mean that the welfare rates for people arriving from Ukraine in the coming weeks, they would be cut from €232 down to €38.80. As well as that, people arriving would only be guaranteed state accommodation for a period of 90 days. Now, the proposals go to Cabinet today. Essentially, that's the outline of legislation. That's the next step in this before it makes its way into the Dáil, probably late next week. And it's probably going to be passed, at least the target is to have it passed by the Oireachtas before the end of the month. So it could be taking effect and those measures introduced at some time before the end of January.
How contentious is this? Is anyone opposing it?
I think undoubtedly the government will have the numbers to pass this legislation when it goes to a Dáil vote. Some opposition parties will oppose it. People Before Profit, among others, expressing dissatisfaction with it on the day when it was agreed by government, saying that it all stems from a housing crisis. Others within the government ranks too, among them Anne Rabbitt and Mary Butler, the junior ministers, saying it may have been unpalatable and they felt uncomfortable, particularly around the 90-day issue. And of course, the Refugee Council saying it could lead to an increase in homelessness. But overall, I think this measure will get through the political system fairly comfortably in the next few weeks.
It's part of a long-term plan around asylum accommodation. Have we any information about that plan at this stage?
I think in the next few weeks also there will be a longer term plan around asylum accommodation. That's something that's been worked on by government at the moment. It is going to look at things like developing more asylum centres that are currently at work. Ones like what's happening at City West in Dublin at the moment, that similar centres like that could be developed around the country. As well as that, proposals have been floated before, and I think they remain under consideration, that those who have been in accommodation over a long period and probably have no prospect of moving out of it for a while yet, that they would perhaps have to make a contribution towards the cost of that accommodation. That is something that has been looked at as well and could make its way to Cabinet as a proposal in the weeks ahead.
Now, Micheál, you mentioned the sensitivities relating to migration earlier, and this move to cut payments follows protests over accommodation for asylum seekers, the most recent being in Ballinrobe in County Mayo. But what are the political calculations involved here?
I think government have been at pains to point out that what happened in Ballinrobe, that change from an initial decision, it seemed, to put 50 males into that hotel in Ballinrobe, changing that to families, that wasn't taken as a result of protest, that in fact the decision was made at some point during the weekend. There is no doubt, though, that there is a political charge here now, that government caved into pressure. They insist that they didn't, that there is an acute shortage for families as well, and that they are the priority. But there's no doubt that things remain difficult and challenging. And I think there may be a fear politically that there will be more protests now, and that what happened in Ballinrobe could lead to heightened protests in the period ahead. And but at the same time, there is a determination in government that more accommodation will have to be found. They're also likely to emphasise that Ireland has legal obligations in this area to provide shelter.
Micheál Lehane, thanks for joining us.